Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX, and we have college football week one upon us. It is time, as they had the big game yesterday with Florida State losing to Georgia Tech 24-21. Look what we have coming in just a few days. Thursday, a trio of local teams in action. 11th-ranked Missouri will play at Faurot Field, 7 o'clock kickoff against Murray State. The last check, they have not sold that opener out, which surprises me a little bit. I know it's Murray State, but it's Missouri that you should be paying attention to. They're the 11th-ranked team in the country, and Eli Drinkwitz has been pushing that himself, trying to get that place completely sold out. I have not seen a notification that it is, so there are still tickets available to go see the Tigers. Illinois will be playing at home on Thursday night as well. They kick off an hour later at 8 o'clock against Eastern Illinois, the Fighting Illini embarking on the 2024 season. And joining us on the line, they will also be playing. They're taking on nationally ranked Kansas. The 22nd-ranked Jayhawks will play at Children's Mercy Park. That is just outside Kansas City. The reason for that is their stadium on campus at KU is under construction. They'll be playing Lindenwood. And joining us on the line is the head coach of the Lindenwood Lions. We welcome in Jed Stugart. It's great to have you back on KMOX. How are you?
Hey, Tom. Good to be with you this morning.
It's great to be with you. Well, here you go. Another season, and it's time to play. The Lions will be. How has this transition been for the Lions into Division I football?
Well, you know, I think, you know, when we took on this endeavor, you got to kind of lay out a plan. You got to lay out a direction. I feel like, you know, we kind of know when we started this, there's gonna be some growing pains into that. And the best thing you can do is just try to put out a plan to do that through recruiting. You know, you got to kind of flip your whole team in a matter of a couple years, you know, or you can, you know, so we've kind of been doing that as you've kind of graduated out some Division II guys. We've been able to start adding some young Division I and some transfer guys. So, you know, we feel like we're on track. You know, our goal was after 2 years, you know, we wanted to be right around 500 in those first 2 years between the first year and second year. And we're just a game under that. So we feel like, you know, there now we start year three, which is as good. We're a better football team this year than we were last year, a little bit more mature, but we also play a much tougher schedule. So you just got to kind of, you know, you just got to keep grinding and keep getting people to buy into your message and your direction, and we're going to get there.
You're playing Kansas, number 22 in the country. Tell me about the Jayhawks. Obviously, that is a big challenge ahead, but it has to be an exciting one for a lot of reasons.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a great opportunity for our kids. You know, we're playing in a different venue, which will be pretty cool. We've actually been in that place, you know, that's where they used to host the D2 National Championship. So we've actually been in that place and seen it. It'll be a fun atmosphere. Kansas, I've gotten to know Lance Leipold for a lot of years. We kind of came up, used to coach against each other when he was at Omaha, Nebraska, and I was at Northern Colorado. So we've known each other a long time. Really, really good football coach, doing a great job there. And then, you know, it's our opportunity too with our guys to go play a really good football team. We're that underdog story, and everybody knows that. But just the enthusiasm, the excitement of playing a game like that against a really good opponent should be a fun opportunity.
Absolutely. And then you're going to come home and you're going to be playing some home games. I really like your stadium. I think that's a cool setup right there. You got that stadium, and then it's kind of tucked into a hillside in a lot of ways, and the campus overlooks it. You know, you're not just sitting in the seats, but you can watch the game from way up above that end zone from like a plaza outside mm-hmm. of one of the school buildings. I mean, it's pretty neat little bowl you have going on there.
It is. It was, I think a small college, you know, I think NCAA.org a few years ago rated it, our stadium as, you know, we were in the top five of just aesthetically beautiful stadiums. It really is a great setting. It's great. It's great to, you know, you can really hear the crowd and everything because we are kind of in a little bowl setting there. It is beautiful. We're really blessed with our facilities that we have at Lindenwood.
Does it get pretty noisy? Can you hear them?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I think that's kind of why, you know, where the way that sets. And of course, we've got a great student section that's behind our goalpost there on the north end that has figured it out. They have a lot of fun. We have a great crowd and a great student section that gets after it a little bit. It's really a fun game days. We have really commend our administration that's really put a lot of time and money into making our pregame tailgating before the game the atmosphere is awesome. They bring in live bands. We've got vendors, the entertainment, bouncy councils for kids. I mean, they've really taken this to a whole different level with our tailgating experience before the game. And our team, we get to come and walk through that after our pregame meal and celebrate with our fans and our cheerleaders and everybody out there. So it's made it for a neat team walk. It's a great atmosphere to come watch Lindenwood football at home, no doubt.
Yeah, and I feel like St. Charles County does have a lot of pride in this, and you've made there's a lot of community engagement going on, isn't there, in St. Charles?
100%. We're blessed to I know our kids. We had a bunch of football players went down on Main Street and the streets of St. Charles to all the businesses here a couple weeks ago and just went store to store. They were welcomed. The enthusiasm, staying acquainted, keeping that relationship with our businesses and our community members in St. Charles. And we feel really blessed and fortunate to have that kind of support. It's a great community, obviously.
And Lindenwood has had some really good players go on to play very strong professionally. And if you're going to watch one player, folks, I would watch number 78. That big fella, Gareth Warren, is 6'6", 332. The offensive lineman is on the Senior Bowl watch list, Coach Stugart.
Yeah, he's been, we knew probably a couple of years ago that Gareth would be a guy that probably is going to have a chance, and to see kind of where his preseason ratings been to make that watch list is a big deal. We've had four or five scouts that have come through practice here last week. Came from Hawaii, was a great rugby player growing up, played football as well, but so he's highly athletic. And an incredible kid, just a great leader in our team and high character kid. That'll be fun to have another one. We got a current one of our former players right now, John Harris, that's playing with the Dolphins, and to see John doing really well there. And we kind of see some prospects on the horizon. And that's kind of what's been fun about this is our recruiting and our development. That's one of the things we really made the choice to do. I know you could, we really wanted to recruit high school kids, develop them, and grow them into this move to Division I because we knew one day they're going to grow up. We chose not to really go heavy transfer portal, to get a quick fix. We felt like we wanted to sustain a longevity of a program. And it's kind of fun to see these guys growing up. And, we've got some prospects on the horizon. It's exciting. It's a good culture program right now. We're really excited.
Well, I'm really looking forward to your season, and I wish you the absolute best against KU, the 22nd ranked team in the country, and Mizzou fans probably will be very much in your corner on Thursday night at 7 o'clock when you go to Kansas City. Thanks so much for the visit, Coach. We appreciate it.
Tom, thanks for having us on, and have a great weekend.
You too. Head coach at Lindenwood, Jed Stugart, with us.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.